All right. Okay, let me go back to the choice that we didn't finish yesterday. The choice here tries to prove that the Rosh and other Rishonim argue on Tosafos distinction between throwing down what's the Lashon of Tosafos? Ben Zoyrek Eben, Zoyrek Klim Atzmoy. Right? What's the Pshat in Tosafos? I told you the Pshat in Tosafos is that Bishleimer, when you throw down, we'll use Tosafos language. When you zoyre kli, when you throw down a kli from the roof, that is a meiser hezek in the goof of the kli. So therefore, we save me cover, and he's chayiv as of before. But when you throw it, but by zoyre chayitz, when you shoot an arrow onto the kli. Since you did not do a mice and the goof hadova, there we don't say miyukov. That's Tosafos' distinction. That even though the Gemara says we say damrinu lemonu tviru tova, and therefore the hezek began as of before. So the choice quotes we had yesterday the Rosh. And the Rabbi, so, and the Nimuki Yosef. So I just want to go over with you the Nimuki Yosef again. The Nimuki Yosef asks the Kasha, if you hold Ishay Mishem Chitzoy, how do you light Shabbos candles on Friday? Because Ishay Mishem Chitzoy means that when you make a fire and the fire spreads. It's your action. It's like you are shooting an arrow. So on Shabbos, as the fire is, even though you put on the candles before Shabbos, but since it's burning into Shabbos, so it's like your arrow is still working. So maybe it's like you are making a fire on Shabbos. So the Mekhi Yosef answers that Loi Kasher Shari. Chiyuvoy mishum chetzer kazerik chetz, sheyotza hachetz matachas yodoy, right? Be'oysesho nasa hakol. So the Ki Yosef answers that no. By lighting a candle, when you light the candle, you might say it's finished, b'shas you light the candle. Or by shooting an arrow, you might say it's finished, when you let go, and the arrow runs by itself. So the Mela, it's that moment where your Maisa ends. The Mela, if the fact that it burns later on, but you did not do that Maisa then. And because your Maisa was finished beforehand. So Mela, then he gives a mashal with by Yerusha. So anyway, what does the choice see from this? That you see from this Nimuki Yosef, that you go basam yikara, and you also have a choice. Should you say that the fire that is burning on Shabbos is like you lit the candle on Shabbos? It's your action, or do we say no miyikara? It's the same shaila. And since the Nimuki Yosef says that from being able to light candles just before Shabbos. That it's muto shows that what? It shows that you go back to Meikova, to the beginning. You say, his action is finished then. Now, in the case by, so Meila, what do you see? You see, even when Zorek, here you're not doing a Maisa in the Gufadovo, right? And yet you go back to Lamafreya. So Meila, Zeraya that the Mekhi Yosef does not learn like Tosafos. That was the second Raya. And the third Raya, Well, there's one more raya which I'll do with you, but before we go weiter, so I'll tell you, so we had yesterday a kasha, that Mekhi Yosef himself quotes the Rosh, that the Rosh says the same as Tosafos. The distinction that Tosafos makes, so mainly that's a gewaldige kasha against the choice. because the Rosh himself says he agrees with Tosafos, and the Ksois wants to prove that. So how will you reconcile this? So listen carefully. I told you to look in Rab Shimon or Rab Naftali. All the later Rosh Yeshivas give this teretz. They say that the Rosh and Tosafos do not disagree at all, and all these rayas don't prove anything. Why? So the best distinction is made by Rab Shimon and by Rab Naftali, and the emesis is already more or less mentioned in the Nachlas David. But Nachlas David does not spell it out. So I'll tell you how I understand what Rab Shimon says. Now, can anyone tell me what you think Rab Shimon says in order to differentiate between the cases that we learn, like the case of the Nuki Yosef, or the case of the Rosh, what was the other case? The Rosh's case of Hittis b'Shusa Rabim b'Zika b'Shusa Yochet. From that, the Ksois brought a raya that the Rosh argues on Tosafos. Anyone understood what Rab Shimon says? Rab Shimon's sefer is not an easy sefer to learn. You have to work hard at it. But it's kedai, because Rab Shimon was a very deep thinking person. So let me tell you what Rab Shimon says. It's spelled out much better by Rab Naftali. If you look in the Granat, on the sugya, you'll see he spells it out very. He also discusses the Ksois. All the Achoinim since the Ksois, when it comes to this sugya, they go with the Ksois. So listen carefully. They say the Rosh does not argue with Tosafos at all, because they make the following distinction: the din of that you go basami yikara. Basam Yikara applies in two cases. One is when you do a Maisa in the Guf HaDavo, like Tosafos quotes. So we say, since you did a Maisa in the Guf HaDavo, and it's obvious it's going to break as soon as it hits the ground, so therefore, by Zoyrei Kli, we say it isn't Yikara. Why? Because you did a maisa in the Guf HaDavo. Then there's nothing, but there's, and that, Tosafos, whenever you do a maisa in the Guf HaDavo, there, in that case, the Balei Tosafos make a chilek between Zoyrek Eben and the Zoyrek Kli, right? However, there's another case. Not when you do a maisa in the Guf HaDavo, but mitzad the Mitzad the Mazik himself. By the Mazik himself, see, here we are talking, Tosafos' distinction is by what case, where you do a Maisa in the Guf HaDavo of the Nizik, of the object that is being damaged, right? But there's another problem. What about the Mazik himself, the person himself, who does the throwing? There, the Tosafos will not make a chilek. There's no chilek whether it's Zoyrek Eben or Zoyrek Kli. Mitzad the person himself, everyone, Tosafos is masking that we say you go back to Meikor. Why? The husband is very poshut. Bishlein, when you do a Maisa in the Guf HaDavo, and we want to know, is this keli considered broken or not? So we say, yes, it's considered broken. Why? Because since you did a Maisa Hezek in the Keli itself, it's just a question of time when it's going to fall to the ground. There we say, Basam Yikor. But, and so therefore, if you did not do a Maisa in the Guf HaDavo, then even the Balei Tosafos agree that you go Lamatcheya. But if you want to know when did the person's action stop, there even the Balei Tosafos will not make a chilek. The svar is very poshut. See, if you ask, what is the status of the kli once I throw it down? So from the point of view of the kli, we have to say that it's considered like a monotava. What's the Lashon HaGemara? Mono Tvira Tova. Why? Because the Maisa and the Guf HaDavar makes it as if you already made the Hezek. But Mitzad, the person himself, his action really stopped when he threw it down. His action did stop. So, just a second. So the Mela, no, just a second. The Balataisvas will agree that Mitzad, the person who is doing it, even the Balataisvas agree that we paskin, that you go basam yikov. And we say, why? Because Mitzad, the person's actions, technically, when did he do the hezek? When it fell on the ground or when he threw it down? In the Mitzias, he did the Maisa in the beginning, not at the end. So Mitzad, the person himself, Rav Shimon says, the Bala Taisvus will agree that everyone says Miyikoro. There's no doubt about it. When does Taisvus make a distinction between Zoyrek Chetz and Zoyrek Kli? That's dafke when you look upon it from the point of view of the Kli itself. So there's a chilek between whether you look upon it on the person who's doing it or the object that is being damaged. If it's the object that's being damaged, there Tosfos makes a chilek. Why? Because by Zoyrek Chetz, when you shoot an arrow ethically, you didn't do a mice and the Guf HaDavar. So we say that there's no hezek done. So then it's mekanul habo. It's only chayif from now on, but not lamatchaya. But when you ask, when did the person, the mazik, when did he do the maisa? The balataisvus will agree with the, and that we don't make any distinctions. Why? Because we're not asking about what happens to the Guf HaDavar. We're just asking when did the maisa of the person stop. So maybe it goes like this. Let's take the case of Shabbos. When did he light the candle? He lit the candle on Erev Shabbos, right? So when his maisa ended on Erev Shabbos, so there's no chilek whether it's zoyrek even or it's zoyrek exactly, because we are dealing with some, the oisa hadavo, the one who's doing it, and the mela. So when did your maisa stop? Your maisa stopped before Shabbos. So the mela, in such a case, the balataisvus will agree with the rosh that you go basam yikara, and that is no machlokes. When do you make a distinction? If you want to know mitzad the davar hanizik, then it depends. Did you do a ma'aseh in the Guf HaDavar, or did you not do a ma'aseh in the Guf HaDavar? So by when you shoot an arrow at a keli, since you didn't touch the keli, and the keli until now is complete, so mainly we say. So we say that you go back to Miyakava. So this is a very beautiful distinction. It answers all the kashas. So Enoch Nemed, there's no stira in that the Bala Taisvus, that the Rosh makes the distinction of Taisvus too. By what case? When we are dealing with a keli that is being damaged, from that point of view, we say monotviru tova. But when you ask mitzad the person, it's all his actions stop when in the mitzias when it happens. So therefore, avada givus you go basam yikava. Their toisvus does not make a chilek, and it's very logical. Because what chilek should it be? As far as the person's action is concerned, it makes no chilek whether you shoot an arrow or you throw down the keli. His actions is always finished when it's finished, when like in the Metzias. But in short, the Rav Shimon says this din of Toisavis, the whole hakir of this Gemara goes on two cases. One is, what about the keli itself? As of when is the keli considered broken? So you say that the keli is considered broken lemapcheya. And there Tosfos says, however, if you did not do a mice on the guf hadavo, so then we don't go lemapcheya. Then we go lemichan labo. But so Mela, but when you ask about not the nizik, not the kli which is being damaged, but you ask when did the baldavo finish his maisa, then everyone agrees that you go back lamafchaya. Even the balataisvus do not make a chilik. So Mela, all the two rayas that the ktsois brings that the taisvus argues in Rosh. Are not rayas anymore. So Mela, there's no machloikas. That is basically what Rav Shimon says. Just a second. Just to give you a mashal. I'll give you a mashal to understand. It's not a good mashal, but that's the first thing that comes into my mind. Let's say later on you have a machloikas. You all know this machloikas. Abai and Rava. Whether it's zoymeh lematcheya or nifsal or mikan labo. I only take this as an example because the terminology is the same. I don't mean to compare those two cases. So let's say Rava says mikanul habo and Abaye says lamafreya. So if you look in the Gemara Merubah, what's the svara of Abaye? Abaye says when you discover that these Edim testified falsely, when did they testify falsely? When they were caught, or a month ago when they testified? So Rabbi says, once you find out that they are crooks, so you ask yourself, when did they do the crooked action? You say lemafreya, they testified a month ago that whatever they testified on. And Rava says no, since they join in as a chiddush, so we say mekan labo. So who's more right, Abaye or Rava? Abaye is not Abaye. you are nageba davar. Anyway, but you are right. Abaye is right. So why? Because from the point of view of the person, he did his maisa way back. Except in Bezdin itself, when we try to judge who's guilty, who's not, then that's mikan al habo. So here also, from the point, it depends if the maisa is, if you are asking the maisa in the davar hanizik, or do you ask about the person himself? When did he finish his action? So everyone has to be maskim. The person's actions in the tzias ended way back. So therefore, by Shabbos, that's what the Muki Yosef says. By Shabbos, the Maisa, when did you light the candle? You lit the candle before Shabbos. It's your fire, you made it and it's still burning. So, but since you did not do the Maisa, therefore, we say it's finished before Shabbos. So that's a very logical distinction, but it's a svara. It's not that you can argue with it, but it's a very good svara. And the Meila, there's no machlokes the Rosh and Tosfos. That's in a nutshell what Rav Shimon and Rav Naftali and others say, that there's no machlokes. Let me now finish one more raya that the Ktsois brings. And you'll see in all cases, this is, I skipped before.
This is the granat?
The granat in the second piece, yeah. The Rav Naftali has two pieces on this sugya. In the second piece, he goes over the choice and he also makes the same point, but the granat is much clearer to understand than the Rav Shimon. Yes.
So Rav Shimon's point is that the Rosh and the Mukhi doesn't really agree with Tosfos?
Yeah. Because by all the cases that the Ktsois gives from the Russians are not talking where you do the mice and the guf hadavo. It's talking about the person who did it. The action of the person, everyone has to agree, ended lemafreya.
When you
throw down the kli.
No, throw down the Evan case.
What?
Zorka said Evan.
All right, no, so.
And it's the kli.
Oh, good.
He said that that's possible over mono.
No, that's the case where Tosfos says that they look in the lashon of Tosfos. L'chalek ben zoyrek even is zoyrek kli atzmoy. Zoyrek even is not that you're making a mistake. Zoyrek even is toisav is chiddush that there we don't say basal mi yikar.
Right, say basal tavramana.
Yeah.
Right, so you're saying that the Rosh would agree to that?
Yes.
But the Rosh says that in case it's roads,
No, but listen, the Rosh, because the Rosh's case is talking about the person. When did the person finish his mindset? So therefore, the Rosh says you go back to the Tosfos agrees with that. Because if you ask mitzad the person, he finished his mindset before, when whether he threw a stone or whatever he did, that's finished. You'll think it all, but you'll see it's 100% correct to make such a distinction. But the only thing is, the Ksois can argue. The Ksois will say, good, it's a good distinction, but it doesn't make a chilek. We see from the Gemara that that's the din. Now let's go back to one more raya. I skipped the second raya that the Rosh has before the Nemuki Yosef is the Chen Muchach M'divri Hatu. Let's go. You'll see from this case, maybe the case is more clear. Look what the two paskins. Also, ha'echot eish, someone made a fire. Ubo ech achav v'hoisef. Someone else comes and adds more wood, so it makes the fire bigger. Im yeish b'meh she'osu ha'rishon. So the din is like this: if there's enough in what the rishon did, they should agir l'mokam she'holcha. Harishon Chayiv. Now, Reuven makes a fire, and the fire hits a house and burns it down. And while before it burned down, someone else added more wood to the fire. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens that the first one is Chayiv. So the Ksoi says. Umashma deinu chayet ba l'arishon v'moy ha'sheni. V'in neymu de zoyrek chayet, subo ha'sheni v'shibroi. Ha'sheni chayet, if you should say that what? That when you shoot an arrow, and someone else then comes and breaks the object that the second one is chayet, if that's in Cain, bu'esh, the havi nami mishum chitzo yamayen yuchayet ha'sheni. So he says, why isn't the second one chayet? If you assume that you make Toysevus distinction by this case, so why isn't the second one Mechayiv? He should be Chayiv. Elamai, what must you say? When it comes, when you ask, when did the person finish his act of Hezik? It was before. So even though later on it affects it, what do we say? We say that certainly it goes back to Mavcheya, and b'meila only the first one is Chayiv, and not whoever does something later on. So b'meila we have three cases. The Ksois has more cases. I'm not going to go over all the cases, but what I want to emphasize to you is this: if you learn over this Ksois carefully, you'll see why all the Achoinim, when they discuss the sugya, quote this Ksois. See, from this Ksois we see number one, we see his harifus, that he was a very very sharp person to be able to bring rayas from all those cases, which it wasn't cases in our Gemara, it was from different Gemaras, and also you see his great knowledge. See, when you learn in our Gemara itself, all you have is a little bit of Gemara and one little Tosafos. But you are limited just to those cases. The Ksois saw in these cases, he saw the whole picture, and he was able to bring Rayas to show that the Rosh argues on Tosafos. So that's the Ksois was a real genius. That's the first thing you see from this. The second thing you see from this is his immense knowledge. Just posture to know all, to put together and apply it. That's only a real genius could do this. So the Achoinim, they give Terutzim that you can argue with the Ksois, but it does not mean that they are right. It's a very good distinction. The Ksois does not have to accept this distinction. that there's a chilek between the keli or the one that is doing it. It's a very good svara, but the choice does not have to agree. So the meila, the accepted opinion is that like they say that there's no machlekes between the rosh and the balatoisavus. And the meila did what Anuki Yosef quotes that the rosh himself made that distinction of toisavus is good. But if you learn that if you learn otherwise, you have a problem. What Anuki Yosef says that the rosh says the same as toisavus. Now there's no stira. Okay, this is. Yes?
How does the Mishnah understand the case of the Torah?
Why does
he explain why the
Shein's not? Because there the Shaila is. What's the Shaila over there? Who is the Mazik? That's the Shaila. Is the Mazik the first one or the second one? So there we're not asking about the house that is being burned down. We are asking when did the person finish his act of damage?
Why is that any different in the case of
Tosfos? Of what? No, but listen. This case is equal to what Tosfos says. Zorak is a chetz. You make a fire. The fire is going to travel and do damage, right? So the fire is like the arrow. And what is the din? The first one is chayiv and the second one is potu. So what was the kasha? Why is the second one potu? The second one should be chayiv. So the teretz is that's what the choice used this case as a raya against Taisavis. According to the Rav Shimon and Rav Naftali, on that case no one argues. The both Taisavis and the Rosh will say the same thing. The Tur and the Rosh don't discuss the same case. The case that the Tur quotes is, I make a fire, and the fire is slowly spreading. Someone else saw it, he comes over and adds more wood. Maybe the fire spreads faster. So the second one is Potur, and the first one is Chayiv. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So the choice asks, over here, why is the second one Potur? If the second one added wood and otherwise the fire would not have reached that house, so nothing would happen. So the two paskins outright that the first one is chayiv and the second one is potul, because the first one already, whatever he did is considered the action is done, and the second one like didn't do anything. So that's what the Ksois says. So according to Rav Shimon and Rav Naftali, that case, even the Rosh agrees. Why? Because there the Shaila is, when did he do the Maisa Hezek? The Maisa Hezek was done beforehand. But when you ask, by the case of Zorak HaSakli, that case is Dafke when you do something in the Guf HaDobo. By the fire, you did not do something in the Guf HaDobo. Just you make a fire over here, and we're not talking that you should pay for the damage that is done to the ground of it. We are talking is the chayif for when the fire consumes the burns down the house. So Melon, on that, what everyone would agree. Rav Shimon says that when do you go after? You go basam yikar, because from the mindset of the human being, he certainly finished it before, not now. I don't know what else I can tell you. You just have to figure this out. You have to think it over if it's right or not, and you'll see it is right. So this distinction that Rav Shimon makes is a beautiful distinction. So anyway, take maybe Rav Shimon's safe is too hard. Take Rav Naftali. In the second piece on this, you'll see he goes over it very carefully.
Really?
Yes?
According to the Ksusis Pshat, what does he do with the Russian Jews?
Yeah, I don't have no terrors for that. There is not.
The
cases of the Ksusis are not, according to Rav Naftali and Rav Shimon, are not raised against Tosafos. So mainly the only kasha we could have on the, so even though the Ktzois does not accept the distinctions made by Rav Shimon, but the best kasha really is the technical kasha, that the Rosh himself says like Tosafos. That kasha I have no teretz. I know, but the only thing I can, you may say is maybe what the Torah discusses is in the Halacha L'maisa. So he was just a second. I have not heard. It's not shy to answer such a question. If you have an often the Rosh, or the Rosh says often like Tosafos, you cannot say that Tosafos and the Rosh disagree. And mainly you have to accept the distinction that Rab Shimon and the Rab Naftali make. Maybe the Ktzois may have some sort of teretz. It could be. I'll tell you what you could possibly say. The Rosh quotes such a distinction that maybe he doesn't pasken like it. See, Tosafos talks about the psak halacha. So the Ktzois claims that the Rosh argues on this. So that's only theoretically, but the Maisa, maybe he did hold. So the Rosh there explains what Tosafos said, but in reality, by the cases we discussed, the first one is Chayif and the second one is Potul.
Maybe he's just bringing up both sides. That's what he's trying to say.
What do you mean?
The Rosh is just bringing both sides.
May say something like this, but the kasha is stronger than the teretz.
Can you say Ksos prefers the Rosh he has in front of him as opposed to the Rosh?
What?
Can you say Ksos prefers the Rosh he has in front of him as opposed to the Rosh that's quoted by the Nebuchadnezzar?
No, I don't know. It's not that we the Mukhi Yosef, the way we have it, that's the accepted Mukhi Yosef.
Why
he didn't believe him, you mean? No, that's not.
How can he accept that and write what he wrote?
I have no talents for. I told you that question I cannot answer. It's except to say, like I told Moshe, that what the Rosh says is the Rosh quotes what Tosafos says, but in Halach L'maisa he may have paskin differently. The Rosh that the Nebuchadnezzar quotes.
That's Halach L'maisa.
What?
That was Halach L'maisa, the one Nebuchadnezzar quotes.
No.
The ones the Diak that Ksos that's Halach L'maisa.
The Rosh that the Mukiyasa quotes, which is like Tosafos, there the Rosh said it like in learning the sugya. But Halach L'maaseh, the Rosh came to a different conclusion.
Case
of
the opposite?
One
of
the
Mukiyasa quotes, that's Halach L'maaseh?
No, listen.
Okay.
All we can say is as follows. According to I don't know how else I can explain it.
It's hard to say that though, because the Mukhi Yosef doesn't quote the. He seems to be quoting.
Yeah, that's true. There's no answer to that.
He quotes that by the
Sefer. But all I'm saying is the only way out for the choice would be that Enoch Inami the Rosh. It's like saying the Rosh quotes Tosafos. Very often the Rosh does this. He quotes Tosafos. Like in our Rosh, the Rosh quotes the Baal Tosafos. So maybe the Rosh quote, it's true, the Rosh said it, but the Rosh said it like he was giving you what Tosafos holds. But maybe Halach Lamai said the Rosh did not pask him like this.
But he thought it was a Rosh, maybe.
That could be. The Tosafos of Rosh very often is the same as our Tosafos. Okay, enough on this. Okay, now I won't go. What I want now, I'll tell you what I want you to prepare. I want to do Chumash now, because I want to discuss a very important issue with you on this week's Sedra. For Sunday, see, this sugya is just the beginning. This sugya of Rabbis Din is mainly on that Chavah from its base. So I want to finish this whole sugya. So for Sunday, begin this sugya. I'm sorry not doing it in order, but because it goes together. I want you to go to the Chav Amid Beis, and there on the bottom of the Amid you have Rabbis Din, and there you have the Omer Rabbis Zora Klim Rosh Hagag and so on, and there is. There are three little Tosafos in there. Just look at the last three Tosafos. Then look up the Rif and that Chavah from its base. On the bottom, Omer Rabbe, Zohar Klim Rosh Hagag V'Hoy Yitach Tov Kor V'Mechsosos, and so on. You'll see the same Gemara as we had. Look up the Rif, and on the Rif there's a Balamoyer and a Ramban, which I will do with you. I'll start with it. It will take a while. It will take more than one shiur, because this sugya is a very lumdisha sugya, but you have to break your head a little bit. If you're not willing to break your head a little bit, you won't understand it. It's not an easy sugya, but it's a very lumdisha sugya. That's enough. That's it. You take a look in the Rif. It's not an easy. It's not an easy Balamoyer and Ramban, but you'll easily find it in the pages of the pages of the Rif. Let's see, in the pages of the Rif. Where is it? It's at the end of the Perek. Yeah, but on page 22, you have a Balamoyer and you have a big Melchamos. The Melchamos. Well, the Melchamos is not easy to understand, but try to understand it. And look up the Rambam. The Rambam on this din of Rabbe is. Where's that Rambam? Let me see. Okay, now let me go to Chumash. Where is the Chumash now? Oh, it's here. Is this the Chumash? Well, someone always takes it away. Chumash maybe in the back. Always need on the bottom though. Okay, anyway, I'll tell you by heart. Okay. No, that's okay. It's okay. I know what it says. Yeah, I need Rashi. No,
the Rambam?
The Rambam, you'll find it in the Kuf. Let me tell you what the Rambam is. In Perek Zayin of Chayvel Omazik Halacha Yud Beis. And more, the most important thing is begin learning the Rif and the Balamoyer and then the Ramban. It will take a while until we finish this whole sugya. Okay, now you have today in the Shira, you have the pasuk of Ze Keli Beanveyu, Le Keiovi Ba'arav Menhu. So you know what right, Rashi goes over the Pshut Pshatim about what does Beanveyu mean, but. What does Rashi say, the last part of the Rashi? So Rashi says, what's Pshat, what's the Pashat of Pshat in Zeh Keli V'Anveyu? So Rashi says, Ein Ani Tchilas Ein Ani Tchilas HaKadusha Elo Muchzekes V'Yemedes Li Mi'Avoysai. I am not the one who originated Yiddishkeit to create all the mitzvahs and Talmud Torah and so on, but I yashened it from the Ovis. So Zeh Keli means like this. Zeh Keli, the Anvehu, means that what? you take a look in the Rashi. Rashi says, I'm not the first one. It comes all from the Ovis. So I'll tell you what Rashi means to say over here. You see, the Torah, the Ovis already kept the Torah, right? Later on, by the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, so then the Torah was given, and the Yidden, they all began keeping the Torah. So Rashi says, in times of Moshe Rabbeinu, they didn't say, oh, we discovered Yiddishkeit. No, that Yiddishkeit, the Lashon of Rashi is, Muchzekes ve'omedes. Like it exists already for a long time. It comes from the Ovis. So I'll tell you what Rashi is trying to tell you. Rashi is trying to tell you the following. Ve'ze keili ve'anveyu, and there is a lekei ovi ve'avimimenu. So it means, even though the Ovis were the ones who brought us the Torah and the mitzvahs, but every person has to contribute on his own. A person should not say, well, look, I have a father who's a big Talmud Chacham, or a Zayde who's a big Talmud Chacham. True, we yashen it from the Ovis. But Afal Pekein, every person must be able to say his on his own Ze Keili Ve'anveyu. But he has to realize that he was not the one that originated this. But every person, when it comes to Yiddishkeit, every person must make his own path when it comes to Yiddishkeit. You make a chiddush which was never said before. So that's your own contribution. But you have to remember that basically the Torah was given in Sinai, and the Ovis already started it, and but the Zekeli Vandeyu means that every person must be able to contribute on his own and try to be mechadish something. That's the basic point that I want to tell you in this Rashi. To give you a mashal, I'll tell you this. In Ve'era, it says Ve'era Lavrom Yitzchak V'Yankov. So you know what Rashi says on that pasuk Ve'era, right in the beginning, Ve'era Lavrom Yitzchak V'Yankov. So there's a modern Rashi there. Rashi says what? Right. Rashi says Ve'era El Ha'Ovos. So the Mizrahi already asks, what's Rashi adding? It says in pasuk Ve'era Lavrom Yitzchak V'Yankov. Rashi has to tell you Ve'era. It means Ve'era El Ha'Ovos. That's the pasuk tells you that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yankov, they were the Ovis. So what's Rashi adding over here? So you'll take a look at the Mizrahi that gives a very doichik teretz. So there's a teretz given by there's a very famous Chassidish Rebbe, Rav Meir Premishlane. He was a Balmoi face. So he says a real Chassidish teretz, but the idea is so correct. He says as follows. It happened once when a young man came to see Rav Meir Premishlane, and Rav Meir Premishlane asked him, who are you? So he told him, I am an einikel of this and this Rebbe. So he mentioned some name. So Rav Meir Premishlane told him, I didn't ask you who your Zayde was, I asked you who you are. And Rav Meir Premishlane then told him this Rashi, and he told him, what's that kind of pshat in this Rashi? So he didn't know the Teretz. So he said, I'll tell you the Teretz. The Teretz is, what Rashi wants to say is, even though Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yankov, they had the same Torah, but each of them, it's not the pshat that Yitzchak just followed his father, and Yankov followed his father, but they did that too. But they were all, each of them was an Av by himself. And that's why what Rashi wants to add is, see, it says, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yankov. It could have said, Elokei Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yankov. Why does it say separately, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, V'Yitzchak, V'Yankov? Because it comes to teach you that each one was an Av by himself. So even though on one hand they yashened it that they were brought up in the Yitzchak was brought up in the house of Avraham, and Avraham taught him the mitzvahs, and like the others kept the mitzvahs. But what Rashi wants to say is, it wasn't just they were einiklach of Avraham, or they were children of Avraham. They were also avos by themselves because they had their own independent approach to Torah and mitzvahs. So that is what Rashi is saying. So here also, what I'm trying to tell you is this, more or less, that's what Rashi means. In this week's there's a lekei avi and there's a lekei the lekei avos. But the Musa Haskel of this is, even though we all receive the same Torah and we have this Torah, we have the Gemara, we have everything, but you should know every person is mechuyev to be mechadish something. Especially in learning, it's easy. You learn a Vlad Gemara, and you have a kasha, you have a teretz, and this, that's what you add. But if someone will just say, well, my father or my grandfather was a big Talmud Chacham, nothing is going to come out of it. So I'll tell you another Rashi, and I'll tell you of a beautiful pshat from Rav Soloveitchik, my Rebbe, Rabbi Yashiba. There's a Rashi in Parshas Re'eh. By Bonim Atem Lashem Alokeichem. Bonim Atem Lashem Alokeichem. What does it say, the whole Pasuk? You have a plan. What? Read me the whole Pasuk.
I don't have it here.
I don't hear you. What? Yes. Yes. That's all it says? It says there's more. So Rashi says there, and Bonim Atem Lashem Alokeichem, I'm not quoting Rashi verbatim now, but Rashi says, just a second, Rashi says, what does Bonim Atem Lashem Alokeichem mean? Bukharti. I have to have a diuk in the right. Bring me a chumash. Why does someone always take away the chumash from here? I keep it here and then. Daniel, where is he? My favorite. You didn't do it? No, you promise? What is this? What do we have in here? So, Rashi there says two things. I have chosen you as my nation.
Right.
Yeah, that's you're right, but then it says more. So Rashi says, yeah, that's true, but then Rashi adds, ubucho bocha, and then Rashi says, ubucho bocha. The best thing is we to look inside is the best thing. Okay, good. Listen carefully. It's in Perek Yudalit. Bonim Atem Hashem Alekeichem, or Ki Am Kodesh Atel Hashem. Oh, the Pasuk says, I meant the second Pasuk. Ki Am Kodesh Atel Hashem Alekecho, B'cho Bocha Hashem Lius Lei La'am Skula. So notice, what does the Pasuk say? You are a holy nation to Hashem, B'cho Bocha Hashem, and I have chosen you, Lius Lei La'am Skula, M'kol Ha'amim. So Rashi says on this Pasuk, it's Pasuk base, after Bonim. So Rashi says as follows. Ki am kodesh ato, so Rashi says, kedushas atzmocho miyavasecho. The kedusha that you have comes from you always, from your ancestors. V'yoid, v'chein boch Hashem. So Rav Soloveitchik explained, Rashi is telling you here two things. Rashi says what? Number one is, kedushas atzmocho miyavasecho. The kedusha that you have comes from you always. V'yoid, and also b'cho bocha. He also chose you. What's the pshat? So Rav Soloveitchik said, the pshat is like this. He said this when he discussed Parshas Korach. By Korach, and I'll give you this Hagdama, then you'll understand. By Korach, what did Korach taina when he made the rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu? He said, "Kol ha'am kulam kadoshim," right? Every Yid is holy. But why you made yourself the leader of Klal Yisrael? Every Yid has kedusha, right? So Rav Soloveitchik explained the mistake of Korach based on this pasuk. See, this pasuk says there was a bchiras hatzibur. The Rebbeinu Shlom chose Am Yisrael, but besides the bchiras hatzibur, there was also a bchir of the yochid. That means, even though all Yidden is one nation, and the Rebbeinu Shlom chose us as his nation, but besides that, every person has his own bechira. It means every person, depending on how much he tries to accomplish, and he does a lot, and so he elevates himself. So even though there's a general kedushas Am Yisrael, but there's also the kedushas Hayochid. Every yochid, based on his ma'asim tovim and on his learning and so on, he can elevate himself and go higher and higher. Korach thought all Yidden, like in America, all men are created equal. It's the biggest lie. It's not true. Not all men are created equal. Especially the Messias is different. Some are smart, some are not smart, some are tall, some are short. Every human being is different. But anyway, in America they say this: all men are created equal. So we ain't chinami. There is a general kedushas Am Yisrael. So that's pshat in Rashi. Rashi says, read again. You'll see Rashi says it. Where is it? Ki am kod. Rashi says the pasuk is telling you two things: kedushas atzma v'yoid, and moreover ubuchobachachem. See, one is lashon rabim, one is lashon yochid. That's what Rashi is adding. That's pshat in the pasuk. Ki am kodesh, that goes on Klal Yisrael. Ubucho bocha is yochid. He chose you individually, and that was Korach's mistake. Korach thought that all Yidden are equal. It's not true. Why? Because he thought there's only one pchir, the pchir of Am Yisrael. That's it. No, so Moshe Rabbeinu told them it's not just the bechira of Am Yisrael. There was also an individual bechira, that every person, based on how much Yirah Shemayim he has and how much he learns and how much he does, so a person elevates himself. So some Yidden are greater than other Yidden. So they are Talmidei Chachamim, they are Gedolei Yisrael, and so on. To say that all Yidden are equal is, they're only equal if you look upon them as one nation. There we say, but here as a nation, everyone is equal. But the individual bechira, that is different. So Mela, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron were telling Korach. You are right. Everyone heard the Noichi Hashem Elokecha, but not everyone elevated himself to the same position. Some did more, some did less. Mele to say kol ha'am kulam kedoshim, that's not enough. There's also an individual bchira. So this is the same idea that I told you in the Rashi in this week's Sedra. On one hand, our kedusha comes from the obvious, but at the same time, we have a ke'ovi, the ke'ovi. Who means I got my Yerusha from my parents, from my ancestors, but Zekeli Ganvei means I have to create my own understanding of the Rabbeinu Shalom. So this you should know is a Gvaldige Mechayev. It means you have to realize this. Every person, every Yid can elevate himself besides the fact that we are one nation. But if you learn more, if you are more medagdic in mitzvahs, so you elevate yourself. So Mela, that's what Korach did not want to accept. So therefore, he chose Moshe Rabbeinu, and he told him what his position is, and he told Aaron HaKohen, he became the Kohen Gadol, and so on. And Korach did not want to accept this premise. To him, all men are created equal. That's the basic pshat in the two Rashis. Anyway, Rav Soloveitchik said it on the Rashi in Parashas Re'eh. And that was the disagreement between Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu. And obviously we accept what Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't accept what Korach held. So I'll tell you over one more pshat in this week's Sedra. Rashi doesn't call it a medrash. No, it says, just a second, by Oz Yoshua, right? So the medrash on Oz Yoshua Moshe says, be Oz Chotosa, be Oz Nigalto. Something I'm not quoting verbatim. Moshe Rabbeinu said it one time, Oz Bosi El Paroi, Heira L'amcha Bavuri. Moshe made a tainah to the Rabbeinu Shlalem. He says, you sent me, from the time that you sent me, it became worse for Am Yisrael. So Chazal Darshan, be'oz chotosi, u'be'oz omarti shiro. With the same, so what's pshat in this medrash? It's like a play on words. Be'oz, I did an aveira when I complained to the Rabbeinu Shlalem, I complained because you sent me, it became worse. But at the same time, the same Oz, I said Shira. So it's like a play on words. I said Oz over here, and I said Oz over there. So the Beis Halevi says a most beautiful pshat on this. It isn't just a play on words. But the Beis Halevi says as follows. Let's say a person has a tragedy. A person suffers a tragedy. And then somehow, I don't know, he gets out of the tragedy. Let's say a person loses all his money. And for a while he's poor. And then finally somehow he gets rich again. So what is this person happy about? But therefore the person is happy now that he became rich again, right? But when he says Hallel to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, he's saying Hallel because now the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kind to him, good to him, and he made him rich again. But he does not give it. Does he thank him for the tragedy? No. Why should I just thank someone for a tragedy? That's not. But however, that's not right. Actually, once the madrega is that when something bad happens to you and then something good comes out of it, you have to say thanks. Even for the tragedy, because if the tragedy led to the geula, so when you thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you have to thank him not only for the Yeshua, you have to thank him even for the tragedy itself, because initially when the tragedy happened, you thought, oh, that's the end of the world, but later on, let's say you became even richer than before, so you have to say. So you have to say halal to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam even for the tzora. That is pshat in the medrash. Be'oz chotosi, I did an avera be'oz. When was this? When the tzora was that Am Yisrael was meshubet to the Mitzrayim, they were slaves, and be'oz the same oz I said shira, which means like Chazal say, k'shem shemavochem ala toive mavochem ala ro. By us. We don't only say halal to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam when we have it good. We have to be able to say halal even when it's bad. Because when the Rabbeinu Shel Olam sends a machla on a human being or some other tragedy, he wants to wake him up. Maybe when you get out of the trouble and you realize it comes from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, so the thank you to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is not only for the Yeshua, but even the tzora itself was necessary. Like he says, that's pshat also in Hallel. He says, "Oitrochi anisani vahili lishua." So he says, the Beis Levi taich anisani. How do you taich the word anisani? So you be there. The simple pshat is Hashem answered me, but he says it comes from Loshen Inui. Oitcha ki on his Sunday, I say Haidah to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Oitcha ki on his Sunday, from the Inui, from the pain. I thank you for the pain. Oitcha ki on his Matili Yeshua. And at the same time, you brought the Yeshua. So it means, what did Moshe Rabbeinu say over here? Until now, I thought that what you did to Am Yisrael is bad. But now when I see the Yeshua, and through the fact that we were Avadim in Mitzrayim, we made such a Kiddush Hashem with all the Nisim, so then, in retrospect, we realize that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, it was for our Teiva. So Mele, that's the Pshat. Be'oz Chotosi, u'be'oz Obioz Omar Tishiro. The same Oz, the same. I did the same thing. Sai Bishas. I had a tragedy. I was. It was bad for us. And with the same Koyach, I said Shira to the Rebbeinu Shalom. All right, we'll stop with this. So for some, begin with this. What I'm going to do next week will be. It won't be Sunday. Won't be enough. It will be a whole sugyas. But you have to prepare. Prepare well the Balamoyer. The Rosh and that sugi, you look it up, the Rif, and the Balamoyer and the Ramban. The Ramban is the hardest to understand. All right, that's good enough.